Badminton hosting for Dan and the Dude is provided by UK2.net. We're posting for everyone.
Hello, welcome to episode 4 of Dad and the Dude. We're back again here with Ellis. Hello, mate. How you doing?
Fine.
Good, good, good. So, we spend all our time sitting down talking to each other about lots of topics that you think you know about and I think I know about and probably sometimes neither of us know anything about. So, you get to choose what we talk about every week. So, what are we talking about this week, Ellis?
Robbers.
You want to talk about robbers? Criminals.
Robbers.
Okay, right. What are we going to talk about with robbers?
Like how they should be punished.
Crime and punishment. There we go. Right. So what do robbers do? Who are they?
They would... they're people in black suits. You go out at night. They would...
Do they wear black and white suits and masks?
Yes.
They do?
They don't wear white ones.
They wear black and white striped tops. Yeah? And they've all got...
That's in cartoons.
Max, that's only in cartoons. It's not real life.
No, they don't wear white and black. That's only when they're in prison they wear white and black.
Right. Okay. So what do they wear when they're robbing?
They would have to wear all dark clothes. So if somebody had like a torch, they could close their eyes in the night, and they would just like they're blending in the star. They're blending in the night sky.
You've thought about this quite a lot, haven't you? Well, if so, you know, if the robber closes his eyes, it means that doesn't mean that no one can see him.
Yeah, because eye colour can show up in the night.
Oh, okay.
So you'd have to close your eyes. So, spot you.
If I close my eyes, you can't see me. But if they had a torch, they'd still see him, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Okay, right. So the robber goes and finds a dark place and stands there in his black clothes. Does he wear a mask?
Yes, he does.
All robbers wear masks?
Yeah, he has, like, one over his eyes, and he would have, like...
How's he going to have a mask over his eyes?
He'd have, like...
Has he got holes in so he can see out?
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
And he would have, like, something over his mouth.
Does his mouth shine at night time?
No.
Oh, okay.
He'd just wear something on his mouth.
And what do robbers rob, then?
They'd rob money, or they'd rob... Or they'd kill someone.
Well, they'd be killers then, though, wouldn't they? They wouldn't be robbers.
Killers are robbers.
Really?
Yep.
We're going to jump them all together.
What?
We're going to put them all together. So robbers and killers are all the same thing. They all wear black and they all wear masks.
Yeah.
Okay. And what do robbers do then? What do they? You say they kill people, but they rob money. Do they break into your house?
They would. If we had just, like, glass doors...
Right.
They could break through the glass.
Okay, but we don't have glass doors, do we?
Well, some people have wood and glass.
That's right.
And mostly glass.
Okay.
So they could slip through.
So how come people with glass doors don't get broken into all the time by robbers?
Because wood is stronger than glass.
Yeah, but if they've got all glass doors, like Ammar and Ampar have, why don't Ammar and Ampar get broken into?
Because they haven't been reached, probably.
Oh, right, so they're just on the list waiting to happen. I'll better tell them then. Uh-oh. So, if a robber breaks in your house and steals your things, what can you do?
Well, if you had, like, safety equipment with you.
Like what?
Like you could trap a wild... You could,
Wait. You mean like a rat trap?
No, if you had, like, say you were in Japan, yeah?
Yeah.
And you, because they learn loads of martial arts.
Okay. If anyone's listening in Japan and doesn't know a martial art, you're clearly inferior. Go out and learn one. Go on. Sorry, what do they do then? So in Japan, they all learn martial arts.
So when they've like reached their black belt and over, they finally get a sword and equipment to use. And also, like the dad would wake his wife up and then they'd grab a sword and then trap him.
Are they both black belts?
Yes.
Have they both got swords?
Yeah.
Cool.
Or they would use like crossbow or something.
So does that mean that there's not many robberies in Japan, do you think?
I think there is.
You think there is?
It's a very poor country, so...
Japan's a very poor country.
And they wouldn't have many suppliers, so...
Is that because their houses are made out of paper, you think that?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So...
Stop laughing!
No, I think it's cool, mate. So, could we do that in this country? Could we all learn martial arts and become black belts and have a sword when we get our black belt?
Well, I'm supposed to be training on Friday nights now.
You're training on Friday nights?
Yeah, my mum...
Do you think at the end you're going to get a sword?
My mum's text online and she said if I could come and join and I'll learn black belts.
Right.
But I wouldn't get a sword because I would be too young.
Ugh, that's... Yeah, it'd be just silly, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Exactly. How old do you have to be to get a sword?
I think you'd have to be over 30.
Over 30?
Yeah.
Right, so you can only have a sword if you're over 30 and you've got a black belt.
Yeah.
And you live in Japan.
No.
Do you think anyone's got a black belt and he's over 30 in England and has got a sword?
Well, you can buy swords if you want to, but... I don't think someone would want to buy a sword.
Right. That's so cool. So, Japan doesn't have a lot of burglaries. Do we have a lot of burglaries in this country? A lot of robbery?
Yeah, because we have more money.
Because we've got more money than Japan, right, okay. And
robbers know that, Japan's in a desert, is like in a desert or something.
Right. So because it's in a desert, it means it can be stolen more easily.
No, robbers come to England more because they know that we have more money than Japan.
Do you know, mate, that's probably a truer statement than you know. We import robbers. Immigration of robbers. Right, so what do you do to stop robbers from robbing your house?
Well...
If you haven't got a sword and a black belt.
Well, you could use traps, like use cameras to, see where the robbers are, and then that would beep, and then something would go off in the police station and the police would come and because I know what they have to do when they have to catch a robber.
What do they have to do?
Do you know those sticks that they have?
Truncheons, yeah.
Yeah. They would probably wound him, and then they would carry him to the car and then put him in jail because to stop him from running away.
Well, they don't try and wound him. They try and catch him first.
Yeah, they'd have to hit him in the legs for a couple of times. You'd have to hit him
right.
in the legs a couple of times.
But then he couldn't walk then, could they? They'd have to carry him.
Yeah, and throw him in the car.
That's called police brutality, mate. So what happens when he gets to the police station? What do they do then?
They throw him in jail.
He goes in a cell, and then what happens?
He lives there for he would live there for like say 6 months.
In Ellis' world, he wouldn't get a trial. Do you know what a trial is?
No.
A trial's where you go before a man that's called a judge, and they put evidence as to whether you did what you did, and if they find you guilty, then they send you.
They'd say guilty.
Yeah.
Do you have to be guilty?
No, you can be innocent if you didn't do it.
Do you know, when you've done something wrong and the honour says guilty, do you have to be guilty?
If he says you're guilty because of the evidence, then yeah, you are.
No, if you're not guilty and he says guilty, you don't have to be guilty.
No, if he says you're guilty, that's it, mate, you're guilty. And you get a punishment then, you get a prison sentence or a fine. He takes your money off you.
Hmm. And then you'd have to work and work and work and work.
You don't have to. You can work in the prison, but you don't have to.
Work in the prison to get money?
No, they do get some money, yeah, but they work them in the prison to pay off their debt to society.
Yeah.
Okay. Because they're robbers, and they're not allowed to be robbers. So is there any great robbers, any famous robbers?
Not from me.
Because
I don't know any famous robbers who are still around now.
You've not done any famous robbers at school?
No.
Have you done a man called Dick Turpin?
Uh-uh.
Dick Turpin was what's called a highwayman. He's a type of robber who robs people in their cars.
Really?
Yeah, but they didn't have cars at the time. They had coaches. They were horse-drawn carriages. It was...
What did he do? Did he like climb on top of cars or beneath and then just like hang up and grab them and then like kill them from the top and then from...
I don't know if he actually... I think he probably did kill somebody because he got hung for it. But he used to ride a horse called Black Bess and they used to, he used to chase after people in what's called coaches. So there'd be a carriage that was drawn by horses. You must have seen those. And they'd go down big long roads that
like
took them
cowboys,
from towns to towns.
Like cowboys, yeah, and wagons.
Of, but in England, and it didn't look quite
wagons.
The same. Yeah, wagons. But they'd go from town to town, and Dick Turpin would chase after them with some guns, and he'd say, stand and deliver.
What does that mean?
It means hold still and gish your money.
Was he naughty or was he good?
He was naughty. He stole people's money. He was a robber. He was a very famous robber. Very, very famous robber. Him and his horse. And he got caught and he got hung.
Like hung by a neck and choked.
Yeah. They put him on a scaffold and they put a rope around his neck and dropped him.
Or did they hang him and then chop his neck off?
No, I think they just hung him. You're talking about, you learnt about Guy Fawkes, didn't you?
Uh-huh, he had his head chopped off.
He was hung, drawn and quartered.
Yep.
So, should we hang, draw and quarter robbers that steal your house?
Well, if they were really, really bad, then you would have to, because do you know when some people say this town isn't big enough for the two of us?
Right.
They would have to kill a robber because he said nasty things and he was...
Who says this town isn't big enough for the two of us?
This town isn't big enough for the two of us.
So you're getting confused now because you're talking about westerns, aren't you?
Yeah.
Cowboys and Indians.
Also, if he was really, really bad and he was saying nasty things, then they would have to, and like killing loads of people, then he would have to be hanged, drawn and quartered.
All right, I agree. But they don't do that anymore, unfortunately. You just go to prison and they get out before it was time.
Can people escape from prison?
It's very difficult because they've got big high walls and they've got big things on the top of the walls that stop them climbing over. And they've got lots of gates that they have to go through.
Like spikes, like electric spikes.
Yeah, kind of, I guess. Similar kinds of things. It's difficult to get out of prison. Or there's some prisons that are called open prisons. So if they look at you and they think you're not going to run away, they think you're going to be okay with staying in the prison, then there's hardly any walls or anything because they believe that you're going to do it.
But they really do climb out of jail and escape.
Yeah, some really bad people will climb out
of
jail.
Do you mean they would have to jump like the assassins and hang and stuff?
Yeah, but there's things put on the wall that stop them getting out, so we're pretty safe, mate.
Like if someone was escaping, there'd be like something in the wall that would just shoot, it would just go bang straight in and it would just close in on the robber and...
What, like a net?
No, like...
They'd catch him in a net.
No, like they would have a
line of
guns.
Big line of guns in the walls.
No.
Like automatic.
Like traps, like where bow and arrows come out of walls and...
Right.
Stuff, yeah.
So our prison system's got bow and arrows.
Except from the guns are shown, and then they can just like close a gate of bullets on the robbers and kill them.
Well, just because they're trying to escape.
Yeah, because
I don't know if that'd be a good idea, would it?
Because you wouldn't want them escaping, would you?
No, that's true. But killing them's a bit harsh.
Wouldn't they have like? Don't they have like spearmen guards?
Spearmen.
Yeah, that guard.
Spearmen.
Spearmen.
Oh, spearmen, sorry. spearmen guards, it sounds like a new nightclub. Right,
like,
go on then.
They would just like stand at attention and then block the path. If
right.
If they saw the robber coming, they would like stick their spears out like that.
What happens if the robber gets the spear?
Then there'd be more like sword and spearmen called out and archers.
Right.
There'll be more people coming out.
You do know
attack.
That there's no spearmen and no archers in British prisons, don't you?
Well, there would be some spearmen.
If you were in charge.
I learned off a game on the internet called Stick War.
Right.
And it all... What?
Just, I think it's fantastic that the British penal system is going to work based on your experience of Stick Wars on the internet. I think it's cool. Go ahead. Go on. It's good. So what did you learn on Stick Wars about prisons?
It's not like where you have to like throw him in jail. It's where it all starts when you have like a miner to boost your economy, and then you have like some sort.
Hang on, go back. You have a what to boost your economy?
a miner, like a miner, to boost, like get gold out of rock so you can finally pay for some sword and spearmen. And
you have to do this on Stick Wars?
Yeah, you have to like mine it.
Oh, right, okay.
You have to mine, and then you can, if you've got like 150 pound, like coins, then you can buy like a sword man. If you've got 400 coins, you can buy a
So you're going to get the prisoners to mine the gold out in the prisons?
No, you don't. It doesn't have anything to do with like jails and stuff.
We're supposed to be talking about robbers, aren't we, though?
Yeah.
So what's it got to do with robbers?
Because we all started it at Spearmen, and I wanted to talk about
Spearmen. And you wanted to talk about Stick Wars, so you thought you'd throw it in. You're brilliant. I love you, pal. I love our chats. Right, is that also, it? Are we done on Robert? Go on.
Also, there's like, if you've got 400 coins, you can buy a spearman.
Yeah.
And an archer.
Uh-huh.
If you've got, let's see, what else people do you have? If you've got 200...
But you're still not talking about robbers, dude.
I don't care.
You just tricked me into talking about robbers so that you could end up talking about spearmen. And then you could go on to talking about Stick Wars.
Just let me carry on.
No, we're not talking about Stick Wars.
If you've got 200... if you've got 200 coins...
Stop. No, no, no. 250
coins, you can buy a miner.
Stop. You can't talk about Stick Wars. Right. Are we talking any more about robbers? Are we done?
I don't know.
Right, we're done.
Okay. Can we talk a little bit of Stick Wars next?
We'll talk about Stick Wars after we finish. Right, so next week we're going to come back. Any ideas what we're going to talk about next week?
Stick War.
No, we're not talking about Stick Wars.
Angry Birds?
No, we're not talking about Angry Birds.
Apple Mac Store?
We're going to talk about Apple Mac.
No.
We're talking about working at the Apple Store.
No.
No, or we could talk about spies. You wanted to talk about spies, didn't you?
Yeah.
Maybe. We'll see. Right. That's James Bond. We might be talking about spies next week then. Right. We'll be back again next week talking about spies perhaps on Dad and the Dude. Say goodbye, Alice.
Bye. And the next time, and after that, we're talking about girls again.
No, we're not. We're done with girls.
Not really.
We're done with girls.